As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them ahead. "Go into the village over there," he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring it to me. If anyone asks what you're doing, just say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will immediately let you take them." This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, "Let the people of Jerusalem tell the people of Jerusalem, 'Look, your king is coming. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him, threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, 'Praise God for the Son of David. Blessing on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in heaven.' The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. 'Who is this?' they asked. And the crowds replied, 'It is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" Okay, I couldn't see if you're waving them up. Hopefully you're waving them. Say, "You can sit down. You can sit down." So here we have this story of this Palm Sunday, and my version didn't say Hosanna, but they cried out, "Hosanna in the highest." And I just want us to reflect for a few minutes here on what Palm Sunday actually is. And the first thing I put up here is a prophetic fulfillment, and a kingdom statement. It's a prophetic fulfillment and a kingdom statement. In Zechariah, which is a book in the Old Testament of the Bible, and was written a little over 500 years before this event, Zechariah says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey."